This is the national public broadcast of Imam W.D. Muhammad, Muslim leader.
The future leaders are among the living. They are not the dead walking the streets. The future leaders for us are among the living. And many of them are teenagers right now. They're teenagers. But they're serious-minded persons like we are. I'm speaking of those in my company and those representing the great religions, and those in their company, people who are among the living. They sense their presence in the life and spirit of the many among the living. We who are having the good life in us, fortunate because we are believers in God, we are among the living. They too suffer setbacks. I'm speaking of those youngsters who are among the living. However, their spirit is always set to keep on going. The number grows for young people coming up in a nasty world and nasted by the nasty world. For young people wanting to put their hurt on another person, I say to you, you should be among the living. Right. We care about decency, about our neighbors, right, about the space we share with others, about our neighborhood, the home and the people living in it next door. One of us making it makes us feel good, yeah, even though we are not making it. We are like a solid structure, as the imam from Wisconsin said in our prayer, in the Eid prayers that we celebrated just a few days ago. In fact, a day or so ago, he said the Muslims in their stand together are like a cemented structure. Right. Yes, we are a solid structure, closely and affectionately standing in spirit together. We are among the living. We are bones of each other and flesh of each other. We take our business to our own neighbor in business. We don't go past our own neighbor in business and carry our business to somebody else. We work to see our group body having big dollars, standing up where we live. We will live if we think that way and behave that way. We will live economically if we think that way and behave that way. We refuse to die. We refuse to die nasty. We refuse to die an old age boy. Having more will situate us to give more. More education. More growth where it counts. More entering into college with higher literacy scores. More going the full distance to the graduation ceremony. A people witnessing a big rise in the number of their community focused on professions to build a stronger and bigger professional class for our poor community and our people. Yes. Such people will live to see the area where they reside supporting not violence and drugs and nasty lifestyles, but supporting structures that are vital, right, to keep human life moving ahead, moving on, at home, in the streets, and in the structures that we all depend on. Reefers, smoking reefers, increase the likelihood of our students failing on the campuses. Know something. A person can cry so much and lose the good sense that they have. A person can indulge in fun life to extremes that will cause them to be classified as a person insane. In every life, there's only so much space, only so much room. The soul, the psyche, the human mind is known for its volatile contents and its measured or limited capacity. A home to live in has a kitchen, a bath, a bedroom for resting. Fill the house up with fun life objects till fun life move out the life of the kitchen, the purpose for the bathroom. Such a place cannot support human life. It makes good sense to give space to what helps life, to what it gives beauty to life, and gives longevity to life. Whether the subject is an individual or family or community, the logic stands. You who are among the living, fraternizing with the people who love the fun life, going with such crowds, having nasty behavior, you risk losing your good life, losing the valued contents of the human life. Spiritual life has become man's most critical war zone. Human spirituality is targeted by those who have greed for dominance. No holds barred. That is, they will go to any extent to take away from you the God-given life, to take away from you the life that God prescribes for all human beings. They will go to any extent to take that away from you. So you become cannon fodder. You become manure. Yes. You become waste for them to recycle. You have no value at home. You have no value in your own life. So they recycle you as waste and make big money. What is faith? What are we to believe? If we are people of religion, we are to believe in truth and not give ourselves to the influences of falsehood. We are to believe in decency and not give our life to vulgarity. We are to believe in upholding what is true and upholding what is right, being a witness, whether speaking out or with our silence. If we are people belonging to a great religion, we are to be a witness against wrongdoings, whether that wrongdoings come from a person dear to us, even a family member, or comes from a powerful person who's rich, that you carry favors from, or comes from the government itself. If you are a religious person belonging to the great religions, you are supposed to always be for right against wrong. You're not to go along with someone you love, seeing them going deeper and deeper into trouble, moral trouble, spiritual trouble. See them going into trouble that soon may take them into trouble that will land them in jail. But you're so nice to your friend. You don't want to tell them, I don't agree with you. You don't want to tell them, I dislike your life, the way you're living it. You don't want to tell them that you're afraid that they won't be your friend anymore. You are not a true friend. You are the worst enemy that person can have. And we have plenty of such persons in the public life and in our homes like today. We have plenty of such persons in our home life and in the public today who just go along with someone because you don't want them to be hurt. You don't want them to think that you are not their friend. And you think you're being a good friend. You are the worst enemy they can have. You're the kind of enemy Satan wants people to have. People that won't stand up for right and won't pull their friend back from wrong. We are told in our religion that if you see someone doing wrong, pull them back from that wrong. These are the teachings of Muhammad the Prophet. Prayers and peace be on him. If you see them doing wrong, pull them back from the wrong. If you can't pull them back from a wrong, at least show them with your looks on your face. Show them that you are not in agreement with them. Show them with your looks on your face that you are displeased with what they're doing. If we are people of the great religions, then we ought to show it by the way we live and behave. And what we see in the public, the majority of people in the American public do not show us that they are in religion. So what are we to believe? We are to believe in good actions, good deeds. We are to believe in a supreme power, a power above creation that we have to answer to one day. Yes, we are to believe in God. We are to believe in righteousness. We are to believe in fairness. We are to believe in justice. We are to believe in moral strength. We are to believe in respect for our parents, whether they are pleasing us or not. And I'm sure it's in the scriptures of the people of the book other than Muslims, but in our scripture God says, even if your parent strives with you to make you believe, have you believe something for which you cannot find any support from me, keep good company with them in this world. To a brother Muslim, sister Muslim, Allah tells us in our holy book, the Quran, that if our parents not only disagree with what we are doing, living, the choice, our religion, our Islam, our choice as a religion, but if they strive with us to get us to change and stop believing the way we believe, we are not to cut them off like you used to do in the time of the Nation of Islam behind us. Cut them off and say, "Oh, they don't want this religion, so I don't see them anymore." No, you're violating the spirit of the Quran and the words of God if you take that position. You're supposed to keep good company with your parents. You're supposed to bear them. They bore you when you couldn't help yourself and couldn't take care of yourself. They bore you. Now they're disagreeing with you, and it's a burden. Bear that burden and keep a kind face. And speak to them with kind words. And visit them when they are sick. And call them every now and then, whether they are having any problem or not. Let them know you're still their son, you're still their daughter, you still care about them. Even if they push you away out of the door, say, "I'm sorry, this hurts me, but I'll call you later. Maybe you'll be feeling better." We cannot go on calling ourselves people of religion and not resembling at all the life that we find in the scriptures that should be the life of the people of religion. What do we believe? We believe that there's coming a judgment day and everybody is going to be rewarded for their deeds. Both their good deeds and their bad ones. And those whose good deeds outweigh their bad deeds, they will be spared, they will be saved, and be able to live again. Yes. Huh? Yes. Yes. But those whose bad deeds cancel out all their good deeds, they won't be spared. They will be given into the hellfire, and they will be cut off from a renewal of life. None of us want that. And we, as Muslims, we believe that that's not what's going to happen to the souls in the graveyard only. But that's happening all the time to the walking dead, walking these streets, raising hell, torturing their parents, making trouble for the environment, hurting the hearts of their loved ones with their insane life. Yes, we believe that hell has already come to them. Yes, hell has already come to them. Hell didn't wait for them to come to the graveyard. Hell saw them looking like that and walked out of the graveyard and went and hugged them. Hey, you belong to me. Do we have faith? People of religion supposed to have faith. You're supposed to be able to see your house destroyed. Members of your family lost. Job gone. And you're supposed to have faith. You're supposed to read the season and get an inspiration to keep on struggling, to keep on living, and living the life of your choice under God. Yes, you're supposed to be strong, not weak. In the face of trouble, you're not supposed to fall down. In the face of trouble, you're supposed to remember God and brace yourself and get a peasant look on your face, feeling that God is your strength. Knowing that God is your guardian protector. Yes, and he knows your state. He knows your situation. And he has charge over all things. You should rise up, brace yourself, and show faith and hope and determination in the face of all that trouble. The loss of your home, the loss of family members, the loss of job and everything. But you still walk in the path. Still walk in the path. Soldier. Praise be to God. We're supposed to be able to read the seasons and see how spring comes and life comes up so beautiful and continues to beautify itself. Although the little grass growing may suffer drought and die, but it turns golden, doesn't it? Turns golden. Oh, buddy. And when the rain comes back, oh, it gets the renewal of life. And after a while, it's looking just as pretty as it looked before the drought. Little blade of grass. Big old weeping willow. Drooping. Looking all droopy. With all of its wealth in stature and strength. And that little blade of grass, so flimsy, standing up straight. Not drooping, standing up straight like wheatgrass. It's called kumha, wheatgrass. It means it's standing. Kut kumha tisalat. Now is the time to stand for prayer. That blade of grass, standing up straight. Huh? Respecting the nature that God created it in. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to God, that is. Yes. So we're supposed to read the seasons. Spring comes and the life comes back. Come back from what? Come back from death. Winter came, and the beautiful dress of the trees all fell to the ground. But before it fell, it looked at death and said, I won't die without showing all of the gifts of God. So it gives us the beautiful yellow, the beautiful orange color. Oh, yes. Gives us all those beautiful colors. It arrays itself in beauty. It said, I ain't going to die before telling you what God has done for me. And then it falls to the ground. And it appears naked and barren. Huh? Nothing but dry bones. All of the soft life has gone back to the earth. And winter stays on it for 2 or 3 months or more. And spring comes. And it sprouts life again. We are supposed to believe in a resurrection. We are supposed to believe in life coming behind death. Winter comes and it makes everything look dead. I've seen winter in Chicago. So hard, so cold. Walk on the snow is crying. Snow crying under my feet. I look for a living thing, I can't see it. Snow 3 feet, 4 feet deep. So hard, you walk on it like it's a hard floor. Cold. I look for a dog, can't see one. Look for a cat, can't see one. Look for a bird, no bird around. Every now and then we see a black hawk. And the hawk is down, he ain't flying. He can't open his wings and let that cold air come up under his cover. So he's walking around slow. Slow, walking real slow. And what do we say that a hawk is walking? It ain't flying no more, it's too cold. The hawk is walking. And he be walking like he's so sad. So we cold too. Toes all frozen up, feeling numb. Waiting on the big bus or something, you know. We used to say Big Red. Waiting on the streetcar, you know. Big Red. And our feet feel numb like they're not even alive anymore. But when we see that hawk creeping down the street and we know how he can fly. Oh, our heart go out to that poor hawk. We're supposed to believe in life after death. But then the season changes, spring comes. And all the trees come alive. The grass and the bushes and the trees, everything that died comes to life again. And the birds come out. Oh, and they're so happy. They're singing a new song after winter. Shut them in and shut them out. Huh? Yes. Praise be to Allah. The birds are flying around, butterflies and all the living things. Oh, the earth is just teeming with life. And it goes on and goes on, and the weather gets very hot, and then fall time, and the thing is repeated over and over again. We're supposed to believe in life after the death. Yes. So God says, read the signs. In everything he has created, there are signs. Signs in the heavens, and signs in the earth, and signs in you. Huh? Don't we find some people just like that? Or they have the seasons go all the way from spring, summer, fall, and winter, and come back to spring. And they will still be standing like a tree. Oh, you won't see them in their beauty and see them in their production. No, the world will take that away from them. And they'll be seen without their beauty, without their production. They're barren, but they'll still be standing. And they'll hold there in faith, hold there keeping their principle, keeping their high principle. They'll hold themselves right there, remain a solid structure. Huh? They're losing everything. They appear to be dead. Say, oh, he was once doing very well, but he's finished. And then Allah blessed them to have a warm breath come into their life. Huh? A warm breath from a warm region comes into their life, warms them up. And after a while, you see them dressing up again in their production. Dressing up again in their beauty. Some of you don't have faith. in the efforts of a righteous community. You think because they're slow realizing what they're working for, that they can't get it. Have faith that seasons are coming. God says, don't you know that the one who did the thing the first time, the one who made creation the first time, the one who gave life the first time, the one who beautified the world the first time, the one who beautified you and your life the first time, can't you believe that he can repeat his creation? Praise be to Allah. So let us not be among those who walk the streets drooping and walk the streets laughing themselves into insanity, or walk the streets killing and hurting people. We are not them. They are the lost people. They are lost. We need the living to walk the streets with them and not be with them in their life, but walk the street lit with them so they will see that there's a living man still around. There's a living woman still around. There's a living child still walking the streets. There's a living girl still walking the streets. We need to make our presence felt in this world of the dead by keeping our life alive and keeping our faith in God. So don't let your behavior put you among the dead. Don't let your behavior take you from among the living. Let your behavior be seen as the behavior of those who care, have not given up hope, those who still strive upon their own good principles, those who still wait on the favors of God. Though they deem to be far away, we keep our faith and wait for the favors of God. And you wait and wait and wait, and the longer you wait, the bigger the reward is going to be. Yes. So I'm patient. I've learned patience. I've learned that patience pays off big in the company of the righteous. Yes, patience pays off big. I've seen those leave that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said be decent. He said be clean. He said be truthful. Be honest. Even give a white devil. If you're working for him, give that white devil an honest day's work. Don't cheat the boss. But you come and work for us and you cheat us. But some of us have not changed. We will not cheat. We will not cheat our own people, and we will not cheat anybody. We keep to our principles. We hold to our good life and our good principles. We don't put it down. We lose a leader. We don't follow him to the graveyard. That's it. Come on. And then come up out of the grave with the sin that he called us away from. He called us away from sin. That's right. Then he died. We go crying at the grave site and leave the grave site and go back to the sins that he called us away from. You're not respecting the leader that you moan for, the leader that you weep for. You're not respecting him. You're hurting him more than anything could hurt him if he was alive. By you getting weak, saying, oh, he's gone now. And going back to, some of you went back to the church. I knew a brother very well, and I met him some years later. He said he was with some Christians, and he told me, he said, I came back to the church. You know what I told him? I said, well, I know the thumb that came back to filth, came back to lying and stealing. You came back to the church. I said, good, brother. Be a good Christian. You think Christians won't be in heaven? Our Prophet Muhammad said that God showed him the heaven. And he saw there the followers of Moses and the followers of Christ Jesus. Yes. And he saw his own followers also. And I'm sure that we were in the bigger numbers in the hereafter. And if the Christians don't like what I'm saying, straighten up and fly right. Praise be to Allah. So we are reaching the closing hour, the closing of this hour. Praise be to Allah. So we are reaching the closing of this hour, our broadcast. our radio broadcast. And again, I want to thank every radio station that carries this first Sunday message. And I hope to see you again on the next first Sunday of the month, which will be December. And until then, stay among the living. The dead needs your life. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call All Right, Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1-708-798-6750. All Right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributors. And thanks for listening.